Speaking of batteries, maybe they need a deformable one. Laurie, what's this all about?
Hi, Chris. I saw this really interesting paper in Nature Communications this week, and it's about a stretchy battery. So not just a flexible battery, but a battery that can actually be stretched and increased in size by about 3 times, and it will still work.
Ooh. So first of all, what sort of battery is it then?
It's actually just lithium-based. So these researchers haven't gone back to the drawing board, really. They haven't tried to find a new interesting material. But the genius in their research is actually the interconnects that connect these small disks, so just a couple of millimetres wide, disks of lithium that are interconnected by serpentine, like S-shaped interconnects of copper. And that is actually what gives it its stretchiness. It's based on something called self-similar geometry, which says that if you can imagine, every S-shaped wire is actually made up itself of lots of much smaller S-shapes. So as you pull two of these disks of lithium apart, you first unfurl the large S, and as you keep stretching it, you start to unfurl each of the small S's, but without putting any great strain on the actual lithium.
Oh, I see. So the way they've done this is that you've got lots of little tiny batteries. I mean, they're really cells, aren't they, which are the lithium bits, and they don't stretch, but they're connected with wires which, because of that S shape, mean there's an enormous metal reserve in the interconnect. So when you do stretch the material, you're just lengthening or unwinding the wires temporarily.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems obvious, really, when you think about it. It's one of these things. Why hasn't someone done it before? Yeah, it's exactly that. They have little tiny islands on their prototype, 100 disks of lithium that are all interconnected with these incredibly stretchy copper interconnects.
How much will it stretch by?
You can actually stretch it by about 3 times its size, so 300%, which is way beyond anything, any other flexible electronic devices that have been produced so far. And they did a really clever thing. They stretched it, they folded it, they twisted it, and they actually stitched it into a jumper on someone's elbow and asked their researcher to bend their elbow up and down and connect it to LEDs. And all the time, the battery kept working.
Now, this group have previously done stretchy circuits, haven't they? So, and using the same sort of technique. So is the idea that these batteries will help power those same stretchy circuits? I know they've worked on patches that can do monitoring stuck to your arm, so you can be monitored for various health benefits. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. So these guys are from Northwestern University. So it's Professor Wang from Northwestern and John Rogers from the University of Illinois. And yeah, they've been developing these stretchy or at least flexible circuits for some time for the health industry. So exactly that, to monitor patients' skin temperature and things like that. And this has been a bit of a bottleneck, actually, within the flexible electronics market. You can actually already produce displays that can bend and fold without being damaged, but there hasn't really been anything to power them up until now. You've had to basically plug them into the wall. So these guys decided to see if they could fill that gap, a gap that they already were experiencing, by producing this flexible, stretchy battery.
One of the things that we know about metals is that when you repeatedly bend them and then straighten them and then bend them again, then they go through something called fatigue. If these S-shaped bits of wire are just normal metal, are we not going to see this fatigue effect, and actually the lifetime of these batteries will be quite limited?
Yeah, Ben, actually the lifetime is pretty limited. These guys, it's actually John Rogers, part of the group. They've characterized this through 20 charge discharge cycles while stretching it. So 20 cycles is basically about 7 days of operation. And after that, they can see the fatigue issues. So the lifetime at the moment is pretty short, but they have some ideas as to how they can lengthen it by improving, maybe even increasing the thickness of some of these interconnects and changing the chemistry, really.
And maybe they'll make them go a bit further at a stretch.
Let's hope so.
Who knows, Laurie? Thank you for that one.